And now back to the news. And this section is all about the birds and the bees. Well, more about the cockapoos and the corgis, actually. We've news of the Queen's new doggy venture, a cockapoo cafe, but first a call to help Norwich's hedgehogs. Nature lovers are calling on city folk to stand up and do their bit for Norwich's prickly neighbours. The State of Britain's Hedgehogs report, by a group of wildlife charities, found hedgehogs were in steep decline in rural areas, decreasing by 30% and 75% since 2000. It added, the picture in cities such as Norwich is slightly brighter, where there were signs hedgehog populations starting to recover. But today, those responsible for caring for city wildlife warned, Norwich can't get complacent about hedgehogs. Andrew Delbridge, a pest controller with Caton-based Ace Pet Control, who is passionate about the animals' well-being, said, Norwich can't get complacent. Hedgehogs are struggling here. People need to make sure hedgehogs can move around as freely as possible. In some suburbs in the city, hedgehogs are right up against it. They're on endangered red lists in some places. The more we do, the more hedgehogs we'll see. Not one singular thing will fix it. We all need to pull together. When asked what homeowners can do to help hedgehogs thrive, Mr. Delbridge said, people need to kick old habits. He added, definitely no milk, which was the thing people always used to do. It's terrible for them.
Norwich's favourite bird of prey has once again been spotted flying over the city. A Eurasian eagle owl, one of the largest owls in the world, was spotted near the home of Norwich City once more. Lauren Simpson, who spotted the bird at 2 a.m. on Tuesday, said, I've been hearing an owl for weeks and I didn't think anything of it, figured it was just a regular owl. But last night I was in bed listening to music and it was so loud, it was unbelievable. I thought I might be able to see it flying around, so I opened my curtains and it was right there on my balcony. Lauren, 30, who is a singer and works in hospitality, added, the sheer size of it threw me. It was huge. It was about a metre from me and facing away. When I took a picture, it turned around and it had these bright orange eyes. When it saw me, it flew off. It flew around the buildings near me and the football ground. It started calling out, so I called back. It looked around, all confused, and we just kept calling to each other. I just watched it for hours. The eagle owl was last spotted on February the 10th by the River Wensum next to Carrow Road. Before that, it was seen on January the 25th near Grosvenor Road off Unthank Road. It was spotted sitting on the roof of a house before flying off.
Dog lovers are urging venues to get up to scratch and allow four-legged friends through the door. It came after more than 250 people and their furry friends turned out to the city's first cockapoo cafe. A cockapoo is a crossbreed bred from a cocker spaniel and a poodle. The event on Sunday the 20th of February was held in Revolution de Cuba, Queen Street, and was organised by James Morgan and Anushka Fernando, who are behind the Pug Cafe project, where pug owners and their pets can meet up. As well as allowing the cockapoo owners to meet with like-minded people and giving their pets the chance to socialise with other dogs, the cafe included canine treats. Mr. Morgan said, having a dog gives you a reason to go out for a walk. It could be better for dog owners in terms of being able to visit places. Dogs become a member of the family and you wouldn't leave a child at home on their own. People think we're crazy, but what's the point of having a dog if you keep them cooped up at home? He added, the city's first cockapoo cafe went exceptionally well, and wanted to set up a cockapoo social group in Norfolk.
The Queen has brought out her own range of treats for one's four-legged friends. Goodies on sale under the Monarch's Sandringham Happy Hounds brand include a cologne for dogs called Coastal Walks, which is now on sale in the shop at Sandringham. The label on the bottle says, inspired by a shared passion for protecting our environment, we have collaborated with Norfolk Natural Living to create our dog cologne just 10 miles from the estate using the finest botanical ingredients. After washing their pets, owners should spritz a generous amount into the palm of their hands and massage into their dog's coat. It's not known whether the Queen's dogs wear cologne. If all this pampering prompts pangs of hunger, Her Majesty has just the thing for that. Game bone snacks have also gone on sale. made with venison sourced from Sandringham.
That's it from us, so we'll wish you well and hope you enjoy part 2.